live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the news that the future of the supervised residential unit in Carndonagh has been secured has been widely welcomed. An elderly man has been assaulted in Castlefin in what Gardaí have described as a dangerous incident. PSNI and Derry are appealing for information following an assault that left a man requiring facial surgery. And the SDLP's Lillian Sinoy Barr has vowed to be a mayor for all after making history. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Hargan has all the latest in sport. That's coming up at around 5:15. The news that the future of the supervised residential unit in Carndonagh has been secured has been widely welcomed. It's been confirmed that a substantial programme of improvements is to be implemented to bring up the unit to HICWA standards and ensure support services are in place. Councillor Martin McDermott says it's very important that the HSE's made this announcement on foot of significant discussions with families of the residents.
Today the HSE have met us along with the families and they've given a very strong commitment, and that, first of all, that the residents that are situated within the SRU will be moving. Quite a substantial investment now is going to be put into the SRU in Carndonagh to update it to today's regulations, to update it to HICWA regulations.
Meanwhile, Councillor Albert Doherty says the augmented mental health services will be of great benefit to locals and the county as a whole.
Something that's also going to be very beneficial and very, very welcome in the Inishowen Peninsula, in Donegal, and by all accounts, the studies that they hope to get completed by the end of quarter four in this year, and the initiatives that they hope to see start early in the spring of the following year.
An elderly man has been assaulted in Castlefin in what Gardaí have described as a dangerous incident. A suspect has been identified in connection with the assault and a number of criminal damage incidents in the Hillhead area on Wednesday last, shortly before 9:30. Garda 9 Maguire is appealing for information.
This was a very dangerous incident, Donal. There was an elderly gentleman badly assaulted, and his vehicle was damaged. Several vehicles were damaged, and a number of assaults occurred at Hillhead Castlefin on Wednesday the 29th of May, shortly before 9:30 p.m. So it was still daylight. We appeal to anybody again that may be able to that may have witnessed this and may be able to help us with our inquiries. We have a suspect, but we would still appreciate if a witness or witnesses could contact again the Gardaí and Letterkenny on 074 916 7100, and that happened between 9:15 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. on the 29th of May.
Well, PSNI and Derry are looking for information following an assault on Saturday the 26th of May that left a man requiring surgery on his face. It happened outside a bar on Strand Road at 10:30, and there were three victims. One of the men was thrown against shutters and kicked while on the ground, which led to a jaw injury for which he received an operation. Meanwhile, a woman sustained facial injuries and a second man was pushed against a wall. Police are asking witnesses to come forward or those with dash cam footage of the area around that time to make it available. The SDLP's Lillian Sinoy Barr has vowed to be a mayor for all after making history. The new mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council is the first black woman to hold the title in Northern Ireland. Hundreds of guests, including her family who travelled from Kenya, attended the ceremony in the Guildhall yesterday evening. She thanked the people of the city for their support.
I am absolutely delighted to take up office this yesterday as mayor, and I want to thank all the people of Derry for the huge support that I have received in the last few weeks. It is a proud moment for me, for my family, and for Derry and for Northern Ireland as a whole. And I want to assure everyone that I am going to be a mayor for everyone across the city and district.
What will your focus be now over the next 12 months?
I'm going to focus on unity, and growth and common good. I think it is so important we showcase our city and district as an open place for business, a place where you can thrive regardless of your background or whoever you are, and a place where that focuses on young people, particularly supporting them to develop their skills, supporting them to also get good quality jobs. And I really want to ensure that no one is left behind, that every single voice is heard. Derry is a beautiful city. Strabane is a growing economy, and we want to seize every opportunity to support our community, especially coming out of COVID, coming out of that. We are still living in a cost of living crisis. People are struggling, but I want to show hope. I want to lead with our opportunities and showcase what this country and what this city can do for everyone.
Another church in Donegal has been targeted as Gardaí warn crimes around churches continue to rise. Between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Sunday, the lock on the back door of the parochial house at St. Joseph's Church Rathmullen was damaged. No entry was gained. Garda Niall Maguire says they're still working to establish if the recent spate of break-ins at churches in the county are linked.
Very sad, Donald, to be reporting these kinds of incidences on the radio. My colleagues in Milford are investigating an attempted burglary at the parochial house at St. Joseph's Church in Rathmullen on Sunday the 2nd of June between 12 midday and 6 p.m. The lock on the back door of the parochial house was damaged between those times. Thankfully, entry wasn't gained, but if anybody observed anything suspicious around St. Joseph's Church or in the parochial house on that date, please contact the Gardaí in Milford, 074 915 3060. And in relation to that, we have a new Divisional Crime Prevention Officer, Sergeant Fergus McGrory. He replaced Sergeant Paul Wallace at Letterkenny Garda Station, and he would be more than delighted to give any advice to any places of worship on crime prevention. And you can contact him on 074 9167 100, and he'll be very happy to assist. It's very sad that this has happened. We have had it before in the past, and it's they seem to be just coming in waves. So they may be linked, they may not. We're keeping an open mind in relation to all of these incidents, because they geographically they're spread around the whole county.
A road safety group has welcomed the proposed doubling of penalty points and say disqualified drivers must be prosecuted if they don't surrender their driving licence. Drivers caught speeding or using their mobile phone could face 6 points after the RSA said emergency legislation should be introduced. 80 people have lost their lives so far, which is an increase of 6 compared to this day last year. Donegal woman Susan Gray from Park says the current system of consification of a driving licence must be scrapped.
There has to be a mechanism to ensure that their licence or learner permit is returned to the RSA's PO box in Cork. At present, the RSA is standing over a farcical. The driver is asked to post the licence or permit back to their PO box in Cork, and our research has shown only 5% is doing that.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Micheál Martin believes there should be a full analysis of why the number of deaths is increasing before making any decisions.
There are too many people being killed on our roads right now, and certainly in the post-COVID period, something seems to have developed in terms of accelerated injuries, accidents and road deaths. And I think we need to examine and analyse that fairly comprehensively before jumping to conclusions as to the best remedies.
Donegal is to receive €900,000 as part of a €16.1 million national investment. It was announced today by the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, for outdoor recreation projects. €500,000 is going towards the upgrade and completion of the Muckish Railway Walk, and €200,000 for a 2 kilometre recreational walking path and associated amenities at Millside Walk in Fintown. The remaining €200,000 is to improve and enhance the recreational amenity and associated historical cultural heritage of the former McManus estate in Rossilongan. Councillor Michael McClafferty, who's Cathaoirleach of Glentys Municipal District, says the funding for Muckish Railway Walk will allow for the further extension of the greenway there.
There's much needed money that again will continue on with the the much appreciated footpath of Greenway that's already done there at the moment. So this will be done towards Fulcarra this time. 7 kilometres is done there at the minute. In the direction of Creasley, going back towards Fulcarra. And now this funding that comes today now will help continuing on with the work that's already done towards the Fulcarra station direction. It's expected for this work to start the last quarter of the year, around the end of 2024.
Meanwhile, Donegal ETB has been allocated over €218,000 of REACH funding. It's from a national pot of €5 million to support 700 community groups in projected projects related to online learning, with Connect to Communities, and to provide social supports for the most vulnerable groups. Childcare Providers says it's a waiting game to see if they can keep their doors open. It comes as staff in early year services will see pay increases at the end of the month. Providers are calling on the government to lift the fee freeze and increase funding to cover the extra costs. Donegal native Elaine Dunn, who's from the Early Federation Childcare Providers, says more facilities will have to close their doors.
It's a waiting game. We're sitting back and we're going like, we don't know what we're doing in August. We've no idea what funding we're getting. We don't know the breakdown or the allocation of it. Why? We need to know that now. We do know that we're getting a 3-cent increase per child through core funding. But other than that, we know nothing else. We do welcome it, but we need our minister to address the elephant in the room. And that is that the fee freeze is crippling many of the small and medium services. And without that being addressed, you're going to continue to see services closing down around this country nationally. And that is happening. As we speak, I know services are gone in Cork, in Dublin, in Galway, and all, and in many other small rural areas as well around the country.
The time is now 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport. The time is 5:15. Kenny Harkin's here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and the GAA has announced the neutral venues for the final round of fixtures in the group stage of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. On Saturday the 15th of June, Donegal will play Clare in McHale Park in Castlebar. That one starts at 3 o'clock. And at the same time, Cork, they can top the group with a win over Tyrone. And just like last weekend, Donegal's game will not be televised or shown on the GAA Go, but you'll be able to tune in to Highland Radio for full match commentary on Saturday week. Tyrone's clash with Cork has been marked for the streaming service of the GAA that weekend. The venue for that will be decided after the Joe McDonagh final, as the game will form part of a doubleheader with the Cork hurlers in either Tullamore or Portlaoise. Also on the Saturday, struggling Derry will need to get something out of their game against Westmeath in Newry to qualify. That game's at 7 o'clock, while Roscommon and Cavan, they'll be in Longford at 5 o'clock. And on the day after, Sunday the 16th of June, Dublin and Mayo, they're set to play in Roscommon's Dr Hyde Park with a 3:45 throw-in time. Before that, Galway will take on Armagh and Sligo from 1:45. Also that day, Kerry will face Louth in Portlaoise, while Monaghan and Meath, they'll meet in Kingspan Breffni Park. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, 3 Donegal players have been named the GAA.ie's Hurling Team of the Week. Now, the county lifted a fourth Nicky Rackard title last Sunday at Croke Park, with Stephen Gillespie, Sean McVeigh and Rory Campbell all playing significant roles in their victory over Mayo. The Donegal trio have been included on this week's selection. Derry's John Mullen is also named on the 15, despite his side losing their Christy Ring decider to Kildare on Sunday. Moving on to soccer, in the Republic of Ireland, manager Eileen Gleeson says her players are continuing to learn about taking on top teams. The girls in green face Sweden again tonight in Euro 2025 qualifying, having lost to the same opposition in Dublin last Friday. Ireland had chances to score in that game at the Aviva Stadium, but failed to hit the net in a 3-0 defeat. Gleeson says a 90-minute performance is needed to get something from tonight's match.
Well, I think that is part of our development phase, in going from where we are to being in League A and to coming away with results, is having that 90 minutes.
Donegal players Amber Barrett, Taylor Toland and Anna Patton are all on the substitutes bench for tonight's game. Kickoff in Stockholm is at 5:30. Elsewhere, Republic of Ireland interim men's team manager John O'Shea has added Pete Shuttleworth to his coaching staff. The Birmingham City coach has linked up with the squad for the friendly doubleheader with Hungary and Portugal. The first of those matches takes place tonight with Hungary, the visitors to the Aviva Stadium. Hungary have qualified for this summer's Euros and face Switzerland in their opening match in 11 days' time. O'Shea believes the visitors will prove to be formidable opposition this evening.
Very tough game. You see, obviously, they've qualified for the Euros, and the kind of mixture in their squad in terms of younger, talented players that are obviously some in the Premier League that we would know about, and obviously different players around Europe, and also the run of form that they're on, the teams they've faced. So we know it's a good test for us, really good test, and one of the players and the staff are looking forward to.
Kick-off at the Aviva this evening is 7:45. In golf, Seamus Power made himself the fourth Irish entrant for the US Open at Pinehurst. The Waterford man joins fellow qualifier Tom McKibben after he tied first in Columbus. They join Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry in teeing off at the legendary Donald Ross designed course in North Carolina. 2010 US Open champion Graham McDowell will not be joining them after missing the cut at the qualifier in Ohio. Finally for this evening in tennis, Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from the French Open tennis quarterfinals due to a knee injury. The defending champion picked up the problem during his 5-set win over Argentina's Francisco Cerundolo yesterday. The world number one was due to take on Norwegian Casper Ruud in the next round. Today at Roland Garros, second seed Yannick Sinner defeated Grigor Dimitrov in straight sets 6-2, 6-4, 7-6 in the last eight. Next up in Paris, world number three, Carlos Alcaraz. He faces ninth seed Stefanos Tsitsipas. They both look to make the semi-finals. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Investigations are continuing into a knife attack in Derry. A man in his 20s is reported to have been assaulted in the Roulston Avenue Heron Way of the city around 20 past 2 in the morning on Sunday. He was treated at the scene by Northern Ireland Ambulance Service before being transferred to hospital. As part of inquiries, it was established that a second man in his 40s was also injured. A 52-year-old man was arrested in connection with the incident. He's since been released on bail to allow for further inquiries. Police are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. It's hoped a review into the state's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic will be held before the next general election. The Taoiseach confirmed the terms of reference into the review could be finalised in the coming weeks. It's after a new report from the Society of Actuaries in Ireland found 1,100 excess deaths in 2020 and 2021. Taoiseach Simon Harris confirmed steps to establishing the review are ongoing.
Very much welcome the fact that today we're seeing some data being published from the Society of Actuaries that's showing the benefit in terms of life-saving decisions that were made by the Irish government, and more importantly by the people of Ireland in terms of their compliance with public health advice. But it is the intention of government to hold a review, and we expect to be in a position to finalise those terms of reference in the coming weeks.
Gardaí in Donegal are appealing to anyone who may come across Hilti power tools for sale in suspicious circumstances to contact them. 2 Hilti drills, 2 cordless Hilti circle saws, 2 Hilti ankle grinders, a cordless quick cut saw, 2 Hilti impact guns and 2 Hilti screw guns were stolen from a red Vauxhall van parked at Navaney Street on Saturday, the 25th of May, between 4:30 in the evening and 9:00. Anyone with information is asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. Meanwhile, a phone has been stolen from a parked car at a graveyard in Kilmacrenan. The black Huawei P smartphone in a black cover was taken from an unlocked car between 4:30 p.m. and 5:00 on Saturday last. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have travelled in the area and who has dashcam footage to make it available to them. The number of new electric car registrations in Donegal has dropped 28%. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, between January and May of this year, 129 electric cars were registered in the county. Meanwhile, there's been an 8% increase in the number of new car registrations in the county to 1,699 during the same time period. Students sitting the state examinations tomorrow are being advised to get a good night's sleep, eat well and prepare to express themselves. The exams begin on Wednesday morning with English Paper 1 up first for both leaving and junior cycle students. Guidance counsellor Brian Mooney says it's a 3-week marathon that should be celebrated. He also says there's lots of choices for students after the Leaving Cert.
You will have opportunities through the CAO on the 28th. You'll have opportunities to further education if you want to go that route before you go to college or as a way of going into the labour market. There are 73 going on 75 apprenticeship programmes in every sector of the economy. There's nothing to be worried about. Now is the time to give expression to all your learning.
Meanwhile, students are also being advised to know their timetable and to get all their stationery ready. President of the ASTI, Geraldine O'Brien, says it's key to allow time for social connection.
Organising themselves for the exam, the examination itself, having their Bibles, pencils, rulers, calculators, etc. And organising themselves for some social connections, because that's very important for them.
Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has had a milkshake thrown over him while campaigning in Essex. He'd been speaking at a rally and had supporters with him as he left a pub in Clacton. Sky's political correspondent Gurpreet Narwan says it's happened before.
You might remember back in 2019, ahead of the European elections in Newcastle, someone also threw a milkshake over him. So a good reminder that some people aren't massive fans of Nigel Farage.
Well, in relation to that, there's been two arrests, including one of a 25-year-old woman on suspicion of assault. A Leaving Cert student accused of murdering gunman Tristan Sherry has been sent forward for trial before the non-jury special criminal court. Mr. Sherry was killed minutes after shooting a 48-year-old man in a steakhouse in Blanchardstown on Christmas Eve. Frank Rearney reports.
Jason Hennessy Sr. died in hospital after being shot by 26-year-old Tristan Sherry while having dinner with family and friends at Brown Steakhouse in Blanchardstown over Christmas. Tristan Sherry died at the scene minutes after firing the fatal shots, and four men have since been charged with his murder, including 18-year-old Noah Musuni from Cordoff Park in Dublin 15. By law, the media was previously prohibited from identifying him until he reached adulthood. Today he was served with a book of evidence and sent forward for trial to the non-jury special criminal court. The judge was told Mr. Musuni, who was about to sit his Leaving Cert, fully intends to fight the murder charge. Frank Graney at the Children's Court in Dublin.
Looking now to weather, breezy this evening with scattered showers and sunny spells in moderate to fresh and occasionally gusty winds. Dry in many areas tonight with some clear spells and a few showers. And a cold night for this time of year with lows of 3 to 7 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, the news that the future of the supervised residential unit in Carndonagh has been secured has been widely welcomed. An elderly man has been assaulted in Castlefin in what Gardaí have described as a dangerous incident. PSNI in Derry are appealing for information following an assault that left a man requiring facial surgery, and the SDLP's Lillian Sinois-Barr has vowed to be a mayor for all after making history. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with all the latest at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, June 4th. The death has occurred of Rose Burke Brad Kincastle. Her remains are reposing at her home until 10 p.m. tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is strictly private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Frankie Kavanagh, Ballynally Lane, Mobile. Frankie's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St. Pius X Church, Mobile, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by burial afterwards in Drong Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the RNLI, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Margaret McGinley, Glebe, Downing's funeral from her late residence tomorrow, going to the Church of St John the Baptist Carrigart for Requiem Mass at 1 p.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Seamus Gallagher funeral directors. The death has taken place of Henry Bradley, Annagree East and formerly of Crossroads Killigordon. Removal from McGlynn's funeral home to his home in Annagree East today. House private to the family today. Funeral in the Star of the Sea Church tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Dunloe Community Hospital Comfort Fund, care of Sean McGlynn Funeral Director or any family member. The death has taken place of John Wasson, Ballion East Greencastle and formerly of Derry. John's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there at 1:20 tomorrow afternoon for 2 o'clock funeral service in Moville Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the RNLI, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin funeral directors. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Cecilia Callaghan, Ní Mulligan, Kinleater Ballybuffet. Family, friends and neighbours welcome today from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Sessionnaile at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time at all other times and on the morning of the funeral, please. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.